All right, guys, here we go. Day number six. I always like to, when we're finishing a goal or getting close to the goal or accomplishing a task, I always think I have this mentality of, come on, last push, let's finish strong. So that's what we're going to do. And don't forget, we're going to finish strong with Saturday morning prayer at the Trinity campus at 9 a.m. We're going to have a little bit of worship. We got prayer banners. We got the prayer team so you can pray with people. I'm going to teach a little bit out of John 17, the last prayer that Jesus spoke over his disciples and the people. That's going to be important. The last prayer that Jesus speaks out before he goes to the cross. We're going to have a great time. I want us to look at scripture today, Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verses 29 to 31 or 32. There's a kind of a classic Christian comment that's made here. He says he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait on the Lord renew their strength. So here's what I want us to think through today. You know, we may feel, let's say, worn out, or like there's a weight of something or a circumstance or a situation becomes this weight in our life, and it can become too much. But God never asked us to run on our own strength. I think that's important to remember. The scripture says he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. See, here's the problem, though. Too often we try to push through on our own strength without ever stopping to wait. You know, we've talked about this before at the chapel, that in God's economy, waiting is not wasting. But I want to add to that today is waiting isn't weakness either. I say, when I read the scripture, what I think of through is waiting in God's economy is actually a strategy. It's where your strength is renewed. So if we keep running without resting in him or on him and his promises, we're just going to burn out. But if we learn to pause and pray and lean on the promises, well, the scripture says we're going to soar on wings like eagles. So you will run and not grow weary, and you will walk and not be faint. So actually, waiting is, like I said, a strategy. And I think that's some of our mentality that we have to adopt. In reality, the last 7 days was actually an opportunity for us to wait on God to speak to us or give us strength or wisdom to move forward. It's a strategy. So don't think that waiting on God is wasting, and don't think that waiting on God is because he's turned his back on you. Are we going to take advantage of the strategy in God's economy? In other words, this right now is our moment to shift from self-reliance to God-reliance and stop carrying what he's already promised to carry and help us carry with. We have our part, but we got to allow God to do his part. And a lot of times in God doing his part, it entails us to wait. And in the waiting, he's renewing our strength while he's doing what only God can do. So wait on him, move when he moves, and watch him take you and us and our church and people in our community who lean into a personal relationship with Christ, watch him take us further than our own strength could ever take us. All right, I'll see you Saturday morning, this Saturday, 9 a.m.